This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gotcha, Malanga!
Ah. Oh, God!
The Don and Mike Show.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
All right, this is Robert the Mailman.
Who he?
Well, he's black. He's like the only black guy I know. And we're playing a song by a black guy.
It's getting hot in here.
I can't seem to find it.
Go find what?
The melody.
Stand by for Matt the Pollock getting his tattoo. Yeah.
Call me back.
Please enter your pass.
Trying to track him down?
No, I got another message from him.
Oh. Main menu. To listen to your message, press 1.
There's
to change your
only one option. Phone.
You think that lady's rich that
first
we just heard?
Saved message.
So. Hey, Pop, I don't have the hotline number per se, but I was just calling to let you know that I only have one of the house phones, the kitchen phone, and I was just in a rush, and it happened to be in my pocket. I did not mistake it for my cell phone.
Oh.
I had my cell phone as well.
Now that makes
I'll
sense.
Talk to you soon.
End of message.
He had it in his pocket. Message.
Now I feel bad.
Message deleted. End of.
Well, still, he left the house with a phone.
He's constantly communicating, much like his father, isn't he? I mean, he's constantly in need of phone conversation.
And what's wrong with that, Mike?
You are an obsessive communicator. You're always communicating.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same thing. Carrying around the house phone, the cordless house phone, in your pocket would indicate someone who has frequent need of using the telephone.
Right.
I am guilty of this. He learned the apple don't fall far from the tree.
That's right.
Well, actually, it's a pretty convenient way to, make sure you're not out of contact.
Actually, with those little Uniden phones, I mean, let's face it, Mike. I don't know how many herpes pills a day are a hassle.
Right.
But six steps to the telephone is definitely a hassle.
Well, you also, it's a courteous for the person that's calling you. You want to pick up the phone right away.
Quickly. When I just have them in the pocket of my pajama pants.
Running around and with your Hugh Hefner pajama pants that you have.
My MC Hammer pants.
No, it's very good. And they're little tiny phones. And now we understand that he didn't mistake a house phone for a cell phone, which we really, that would have been very, very rushed.
Yeah, right, that's why he's graduating college.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. I love him. I'm glad he's back. I'm so proud of him, unlike you, Matt. Come here, Matt.
Not proud of you at all, Matt.
You damn dummy.
We will be momentarily, though, as Matt attempts to do something that will really, really elevate him into the Intern Hall of Fame.
This makes him number one all-time intern.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's some great ones in there. There's Nick Joe. There's Rob A. There's the Rockheads.
Yes. There's Andy Rice.
Mike, I said the great ones.
Oh, the great ones. Yeah. I'm terribly sorry.
Hello, Andy.
Anyway, here he is, Matt the Pollock, Matt the
Alex
intern.
Alex Cleveland.
Max Haight. Hi, Max. Matt. I called you Max. Hi, Matt.
What's up?
Hi, so you getting nervous now?
No, I'm good.
You look tremendously nervous.
Do I?
Yeah, you actually look more ill at ease than I've ever seen you, and we've done horrible things to you.
He hasn't looked like this since they found the pot in his car.
Yeah, that's what. He was nervous that day there, boy.
Sure.
No doubt about it.
Well, Matt, you have had a great summer of interning with us. No BS. And we're proud to recommend you for a job at WJFK because, as you know, they hire anybody.
Mm-hmm. And it's already worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually got a job.
He got the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just
part-time. Right, part-time?
Part-time, right.
Okay. You'll need some sort of release if you're ever to go for
it. I am sure within a week he'll have a weekend show.
Well, that was the letter that you wrote. You were talking about you'd love to write a letter of recommendation, and your recommendation letter said, I think he would make a great employee part-time. Uh-huh. Not the kind of guy you'd want to have around on a full-time basis.
No, I said I think we should replace Jim Rome.
with Matt the Pole.
There you
Matt
go the Pole. Again.
Good afternoon, Washington. This is Matt the Pole.
Take your shirt off, Matt.
Oh, dear.
Bring the tat guy in.
Bring the tattoo guy.
Please.
Very nice man.
Anybody have the slug for the tat man? I'd love to read his ad. I know Mike would as well. Mike, you got it?
Well,
over
I got
there?
A business card for you, Don, so you might want to look at that. That's probably good enough.
Are there enough cards here?
Yeah, I think he was going to give a lot away.
Are you curious?
Curious Tattoo Incorporated and Body Piercing, College Park, Maryland. Call him in 301 at 403-0022. It's Curious Tattoo
Body Piercing.
Now he's putting on his butcher's apron, which is very interesting. Enter and sign in, please, sir. The tattoo artist. Your name is
Paul.
And your wife's name? Am I getting this right? Is it Siobhan? How do you pronounce it?
Siobhan.
I like that.
All right.
How long you been a tat artist?
I've been tattooing almost 15 years, actually.
Wow. How many do you have on your body, sir?
I guess I have 20 or so, but they kind of blend together after a while, so it's kind of just like one big tattoo. After
and are you aware that Rob Spiewak is frightened of you? He said you got
not
the,
me,
you
not
got,
me, the big guy that just left the room.
Rob, where is Rob? Rob ran out here.
That's how afraid he is.
Rob is terrified.
He's that scared of me.
Step up to the mic, right? Can you step up a little, please?
Rob said you got the scary eyes, so he's very
yeah,
afraid.
He does. I couldn't place the problem without staring at him. Uh-huh. And if I stared at him, I was afraid he's going to kill me.
I believe I can identify. It's kind of Joaquin Phoenix eyes.
Like
you know, Joaquin Phoenix and Walk the Line.
Right.
And plus, no offense, you have that sweaty look about you. like Joaquin does.
Well, like Joaquin.
Like Joaquin Phoenix.
In all your years, you've been doing, how long have you been doing the tattoo thing?
About 15 years
in all those years. Any mishaps, anybody freak out like while they were getting drilled by the tattoo and, you know, fly out and open their arm up or open up an artery?
Every once in a while you have somebody pass out and have an accident in their pants.
Oh, like yeah.
That's what I look forward to, Matt. All right, well, he's got his sleeve rolled up. Oh, you look like Fonzie with your shirt like that.
Actually, he looks more like Pinky Toscadero.
Or Leather Toscadero.
Doesn't he
look right now? Look like a gay personal ad in his undershirt
with the plain white undershirt,
one sleeve rolled up as to appear like a toughie.
He looks like he's ready. He does look nervous. What's your advice for him, Paul? What does he need to do to prepare
just,
for this?
Just relax, sit back, and hold still.
Now, where are you going to want him to sit?
Actually, we don't have any chairs yet.
Oh, yeah, I have a chair, but he won't be able to use that.
There's a beautiful stool for you.
Okay,
will that work for you, Paul?
Use our stool.
Okay.
All right, I've got a spare one.
Too. Start digging.
All right.
Start coloring. Start digging.
He just wants you to sit in that chair and relax.
And Buzz, stand by because you're going to give us some relief here.
Oh, okay.
When things start to go less than exciting, now that they're already at a fever pitch already.
I can't imagine.
They're going crazy. You guys want to dance around just a little bit more, you know, so we can get in the right seating position?
Chair choreography.
Mike, they had a meeting before the show, and everybody was determined today for this segment to move as slowly as possible.
That was the agreement.
Yeah. All right, now Matt has his own microphone. Yes, Paul.
Someone took his paper towels.
Did you take his paper
towels?
Now,
I did not do this. Did you do this, Rob? Who?
I had them sitting here.
Really? Are those yours?
They could be.
No, those are yours, Mike.
Yeah. Huh?
Yours, but let's give them to him.
Well, who took Paul's paper towels? He's looking at me with those crazy eyes right now. He's going to take that tattoo needle and, like, put one of my eyes out.
He's got needles.
Why so many paper towels, Paul? Will there be a lot of blood?
There shouldn't be a lot of blood.
But
yeah, that's nice.
We have to wipe off the excess ink. And,
when you are giving a tattoo, what are the odds of an infection? Flesh-eating virus?
But what about STDs?
Risk of infection than any other minor
surgery,
abrasion, or scratch.
Oh,
so Matt is having the word ass tattooed on his arm. Uh-huh. Let's get going. You've got the drawing ready. You got the sketch ready.
We have all that stuff.
What arm? It's going to be on the left arm, Matt?
Yeah.
Tough guy arm. I'm donning my gloves right now.
Did you hear him?
He said the tough guy
arm. Tough guy arm.
You have a microphone, Matt. You can feel free to
That was real nice, Matt, that you actually said that with the microphone hanging down at your waist.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
What a stain.
How you doing, you tool?
I still wish it was stain.
All right, I am standing up.
Paul, what is that solution you're spraying into your...
tincture.
The final solution, Mike.
Water, and that's what we cleanse.
The ultimate solution.
Skin with, and I have to shave his fur off, too.
Oh, you have to shave his arm?
Yes, I do.
All right.
So where
it's
you
an
thinking?
Added bonus.
Down low, up high?
A little bit higher up so that I can hide it when I go home.
So you want to center it at the top?
Does your
bonus?
Mommy know about this?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, dear. Oh, Paula Goldstein doesn't know this?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Okay,
this is going to be a beautiful ending to the segment when we call Mommy.
Boy, it's going to be a it's going to be a happy night.
Tell Mommy how proud we are of you.
We call Tattoo Jew.
Don't send her my way.
Oh, look at him. He's just getting a little bit crazy. Oh, that's gross. Look at
did you just say Tattoo Jew?
I don't know who said that. Yeah, it was me.
It was Buzz.
Didn't come out of my mouth.
A lot of hair. Lot
I
of
thought
hair
you were doing a ventriloquist act.
And for my next trick.
All right, now he's gotten the hair shaved. He's used the little Bic razor to remove Matt's unwanted body hair.
Now, Mike, while this is going on, we have somebody on our phone. I don't have the thank you, Robbie. On our phone is some guy who's having a mushroom festival this weekend.
Right. Is this John Sergis?
Jesse?
John?
Yeah.
John Sergesi?
John Sergesi, that's me. Hey.
John Sergesi.
Hi, John.
How are you doing?
Now what, you're into shrooms, right?
I'm definitely into shrooms. I live in Telluride, Colorado.
And that was very Larry-ish. I'm sorry. Right? You're into shrooms, right?
Why?
Why? Well, because they're excellent to eat. You know, believe it or not, I know everyone always thinks about the psychedelic mushrooms, but more people are into the wild edibles than anything else, and we've got a lot of good ones here in Telluride, Colorado.
But where are you on the psychedelic mushrooms, Paul? I mean, I'm sorry, John.
John.
A lot of things going on in here.
Well, I think it's a shame that anything that grows out of the ground is illegal, but unfortunately, the psychedelic mushrooms are illegal, along with there's a few other plants around that government has decided in its infinite wisdom.
So you're having a mushroom festival, and you're like king of mushrooms, but you don't eat psychedelic mushrooms?
Well, we actually talk about all aspects of mushrooms at our festival. We talk about psychedelic mushrooms. We talk about edible mushrooms.
I get it. He can't say that he eats ushrooms may psychedelic say on a array.
Merely talk about the fungus, right?
We can talk about fungus. I mean, a mushroom is actually a fruiting body from a fungus. That's actually what mushrooms are. Fruiting bodies of funguses are much like a fruiting body, say, an apple on an apple tree.
You're eating mushrooms or you're eating you've eaten mushrooms.
Well, that would be a felony if you'd be admitting to if you said that.
Well, if you did it by accident.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sure that happens.
So John, have you ever accidentally...
What if you had done it at another time?
In another jurisdiction.
Yeah, John, have you ever accidentally eaten a psychedelic mushroom?
I have a couple times. Yeah,
I was surprised there. See, that's how we do this.
You're lucky to be alive.
So when you accidentally ate the psychedelic mushroom, John, what happened? Did colors become more vivid?
Colors become more vivid. You feel in tune with the earth and your other humans.
You know, if we're going to keep this strictly to prior use, because I guess that's what you want to hide under.
Or he could have just now accidentally eaten one.
Isn't that like, why is such a pussy about it? That's like someone saying, I don't want to say this, but last night I went 72 miles an hour on the way home.
There's the tattoo needle.
And did that have something to do with psychedelic mushrooms?
Well, that would be like breaking the law, but I don't see you on the phone as any different from some guy calling in doing bong hits.
Donna, we are just about to have the first cut made into the tattoo.
I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, friend.
Are you tattooing mushrooms on this guy's arm?
I'm all for relaxation. I just want to make sure that I find out what type of mushroom guy you are.
We're tattooing the word ass on a guy's arm.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well,
Matt, how does it feel?
I am primarily an edible mushroom
kind of
guy.
Soups, salads, that kind of thing.
You bet. Except we don't put mushrooms in salads because mushrooms should be cooked, you know.
Hey, John, I got a question, a serious mushroom question for you.
Sure.
I was out playing golf this morning, and I under this tree were a couple of mushrooms that actually really looked good. What are the odds if you were just wandering about and you picked up any mushroom you'd see in the forest? What is the percentage that it's going to be poison?
Well, now, if you mean poison, get sick, or poison, die.
Get high.
Poison, like, get sick or die. I don't care. I don't want anything that's going to make me sick or die.
Yeah, well, the odds are very slim that you're going to eat a mushroom that's going to kill you. If you're talking about all the mushrooms out there, one of them, you know, that's pretty slim. The odds of eating a mushroom that could get you sick are considerably higher.
Like what? Like give me some of the odds. I mean, do I have a 50% chance?
Excuse me. We have action over at the tattoo site.
Okay.
One moment, John.
He's looking pretty yellow over here, guys.
Really?
What, is he looking like he's getting a little freaked out?
Is he getting jaundice?
He's looking like he's one of those people that might pass out.
Really?
Well, let's
Matt, talk to us, Matty.
So I told him, just let
I'm not going to pass out. I'm a man, damn it.
All right.
So how's it going?
This is the fastest tattoo artist we've ever had in.
What's happening? Is it
he's finishing up.
Are you're kidding me.
You know, if he had a mushroom, this wouldn't bother him.
Matt?
A long time.
Matt, do you feel okay? Matt's like freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I feel good. I want to know, is it more or less difficult to tattoo around all this muscle that I have?
Okay, he's fine.
He's not that out of it, Mike.
No, he's not.
All right, let's go back to the mushroom guy.
Smarmy.
So different mushrooms have different effects on people?
Yeah, they definitely do, you know. And I would assume you're talking about psychoactive mushrooms here.
Yeah, sure. Let's say that.
And, you know, one of the things about mushrooms, the psychoactive variety, is set and setting are very important on those. Set is, what's your mindset? Are you expecting to flip out? Well, then you probably will.
Yeah.
Are you expecting to have a good experience? You probably will. Setting is, are you in a nightclub with 10,000 people, uh-huh. you know, listening to headbanger music? Or are you, you know, hanging out in your living room with a couple trusted friends?
What about
that's
poker?
Set
what,
and
if,
setting.
If you're playing poker, what kind of effect do you think a mushroom would have on your ability to play poker effectively?
It would probably increase your ability to.
You know, play. I would agree with you on that, John.
All right, well, dude, I would have to. I wasn't coming down hard on you. I was just trying to figure out. I got it now. You're having a mushroom festival, and you kind of you do endorse the kind of mushrooms that our friend Buzz enjoys, but you don't want to say it.
No, we do not endorse psychedelic mushrooms because they are illegal.
Right.
Well, I do endorse.
I understand.
We endorse the use of wild mushrooms for food.
Uh-huh.
And,
sure.
And wild mushrooms for food are the main reasons people are into wild mushrooms.
But if someone happened to go to your mushroom festival this weekend and happened to have some silly mushrooms, you would be upset, but that would be okay.
Well, no, I can't say that it would be okay because it's an illegal mushroom. Oh, and by the way, our mushroom festival is not this weekend. It's August 23rd through the 26th.
You know, Don, I believe that John is probably pretty well-versed in exactly what he needs to say regarding the mushroom festival because...
Yes, he's a pro.
You know, hey, John, let me ask you this. I would imagine there'll be all types of people at the mushroom festival.
Oh, you bet. We got all types. We got PhDs. Man. We got librarians. We got...
What do you mean, like Hawaii Five-0 would be there, Mike?
We got farmers. We got...
Hold on. Excuse me. Let's get an update on our
tattoo.
We
might be finished here.
One moment, John.
Hold on, John.
Matt's officially an ass now.
Oh, he's got it.
It's done already?
Look at that. There it is.
Wow, that's nice. Oh, you're going to like this. That's very nice.
Look at that, huh?
It's damn handsome.
The detail, that does look pretty good.
The detail is extraordinary because not only does it say ass, but he put like a little shadow behind the letters. This guy's a machine. He's flying. He's
Are you done. Known as a rapid tattoo artist?
I have a lot of experience, so I'm pretty efficient.
Wow. Fans of that Paul.
I'd like to give you a nice round of applause.
Curious. Very nice.
Curious. That's terrific.
Curious Tattoos. 301-403-0022. We'll have a link on our website, Curious Tattoos.
That's impressive.
And there it is, Matt.
Body piercings they do also.
Does this mean I get to really? Be in the Fantasy Football League?
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah, you do get to be in the Fantasy Football League.
I know what we're going to name his team.
The Asses.
Exactly.
Yes, that's it.
All right, Matt, good job with that. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
From Curious Tattoos, we'll have the picture of Matt's ass arm on our website.
He really did the 3D effect on it. I think that's fantastic.
It's an outstanding tattoo.
It's beautiful.
It's very well done.
Matt, how are you feeling?
Feeling good.
Hey, Matt,
wait
till we call your mom.
Now, what are you giving him? Is he feeling lightheaded a little bit?
So if you see the color of his face here, he's got a little yellow.
It's all precautionary.
No, that yellow look that he's got that all
that's
the time.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's his normal smarmy yellow.
Until he mentioned calling my mom.
We're going to call your mom in the next break.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Hey, listen, thank you very much.
How about next month, after I get it covered up? Or a few more.
A mushroom guy, you still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, thanks for your time, dude. Thanks for letting us fool around with you.
Have a great festival on August 23rd, okay?
Mushroomfestival.com.
Yeah, exactly. Mushroomfestival.com will tell you all about it.
Right.
Buzz, can you be a little more excited?
But again, we don't want to promote it. I mean, that's why we thought we were working on the high wires. Like, the guy wants to promote it, but he don't want to promote it.
Well, right. they're going to trade recipes.
We certainly don't advocate taking psychedelic mushrooms, as it is a felony to possess them.
See?
Right.
Perfectly innocent recipe exchanging festival.
Do you know the thing that he said, though, about the mushrooms, where if you think you're going to freak out, you will? That's why I would be very bad at taking, because I would think that crazy things were going to happen, and then they would.
Did I ever tell you the one time I took them?
Where you were in Baltimore.
Yeah, I guess I told you that.
With Mike Beach.
With Mike Beach and the Randy Lane, who is the program director at Q107, and some other disc jockey. We went to Baltimore, and I'd never had, but only time in my life, they said, we're going to make them in like a pina colada drink. Yeah. And by the time we got to the power plant in Baltimore, that's how long ago it was, I had no idea. I was holding Mike Beach, this disc jockey. I was holding his hand to get inside. And at the power plant at the time, they had this thing with like smell-o-vision and 3D glasses. And I do not even have a memory of how I got in or got out.
USA Today said you made it out okay. Yes, sir. Darling, how you doing?
I took him and didn't see God.
Of course you did.
Hey, thank you for the chat, my friend.
Thanks, Paul. No worries. Thank Got a nice God. Family, nice little son there.
Thank you. And a beautiful wife, too.
And a beautiful She's wife. Very nice. Yes, absolutely.
Great job. Get your creepy eyes out of here. God's sakes.
He's got a lot of stuff to wrap up.
Because
here.
You're mine.
I want to see what he gave Matt here. These are glucose tablets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also going to have some schmooze he's going to have to put on that thing, too, for the next couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Like a little bandage on
it. It's just basically sugar tablets, right?
Right, to keep him from passing out.
I like sugar.
Gotcha. Oh, we'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.